Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. This is your host, Eddie Hyde. So glad you've joined me this morning. Hey, we're doing a very exciting series this week on the New Testament gift of prophecy. Hey, if you missed yesterday's episode, be sure and go back and listen to it. Today, I want to share with you some criteria for judging prophetic utterance, because the scripture is clear that the gift of prophecy, you see, even though it has a pure source in the Holy Spirit, it flows through human vessels. I remember one time years ago, Sue and I were traveling, and we stopped in Pennsylvania in cold country for the night. And in the hotel room, I turned on the water in the bathtub, and it came out very dark. And I called down at the desk, and they said, "Oh, that's just coal dust. It's harmless. That's just coal dust." And so the water source was pure, but the pipes through which it was flowing was painted with coal dust, and it was picking up the coloring of the dust in the pipes. Now, that is kind of an illustration about the gift of prophecy. Even if it is a legitimate prophecy from the Holy Spirit coming through sincere individuals, we are still human. We are still very imperfect and frail in our humanity. And the Holy Spirit, as it flows through human vessels, can pick up our own human thoughts, our own human ideas, and even our own human doctrines. So that is why the Bible is very clear when it talks about the gift of prophecy. It also talks about us testing and judging or evaluating what is being said. Now, the passage we're going to look at today is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 29, which says, "Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others judge." That's the others in the congregation. In other words, we all have a responsibility for judging. Now, the word judge in 1 Corinthians 14, 29 is from the Greek word diakrino, and it is variously translated in different translations as to judge, to discern, and to weigh carefully. The NIV says to let the others weigh carefully what is said. Oh, and how we need to weigh carefully prophetic utterances today. The word literally means to separate or to discriminate. Because even in a prophecy, now I'm not talking about false prophets and false prophecies. We're talking about sincere people who give forth prophetic utterances. And sometimes that can be the most dangerous, because we may have a greater tendency to just take at face value whatever has been said. But you see, we have to separate. We have to discriminate and separate, because a prophecy can be 60% from the Holy Spirit, but 40% might be this person's their own ideas and their own thoughts. And they may not have discriminated or recognized the difference. And so we are to weigh carefully what is said. We are to discriminate what is being said. Now, let me give you kind of a humorous example. A few years ago, I received a call and an invitation from a pastor to preach in their Sunday morning service. And the pastor alerted me that they had been having miraculous manifestations of gold dust appearing in their congregation. Well, my response was open but cautious. Open because I value manifestations of the Holy Spirit, but cautious, very cautious, because there is no example in the scriptures of a manifestation of gold dust. And scripture is our primary guide for testing the spirits and judging manifestations. Well, I went there, I preached that Sunday morning, and as I was concluding my message, I noticed that the children who had their own service upstairs at the end of the worship service, the singing and so on, the children were dismissed to go upstairs to their own service. And then the service was turned over to me. Well, at the end of my message, I noticed that the children began coming from children's church into the auditorium to be with their parents, which was probably an indication that I had gone a little bit too long that morning. Well, almost immediately, there was a commotion toward the back of the auditorium. I paused and someone announced excitedly, "The gold dust has appeared." I politely acknowledged their excitement and concluded my message. Later, as I was standing by my book table in the foyer of the church, just about everybody had already left at this time, I noticed the children's pastor coming toward me covered in gold dust. I asked her, "What is that all over you?" She replied, "Oh, we were playing with the glittery stuff in children's church today." I immediately recalled that it was when the children came to the auditorium that the excitement erupted about the miraculous appearance of gold dust. I smiled and thought to myself, "I have discovered the source of their gold dust." Now, that was a harmless situation. However, if we are careless about judging and weighing carefully and discriminating and evaluating what is happening and what is being said, it can lead to much more serious situations. For example, think about what happened in 1978. I like to think of what we're talking about as thinking critically. Thinking critically. Now, to think critically in an academic sense doesn't mean to be judgmental and mean. It simply means to evaluate what is being said and make a determination. Well, do you remember 1978 when over 900 people, many of whom had been members of evangelical and charismatic churches, followed a charismatic preacher named Jim Jones to South America and committed mass suicide with him. Now, Jim Jones, he had been, I think there was some problem with him from the beginning. I don't think he had a, I don't think he was to be trusted from the beginning, but he started out, got attention as a Pentecostal charismatic preacher. He even sponsored a meeting with William Branham back in, I think it was in the 1950s, and he shared the platform with William Branham. And so there were a lot of former evangelicals and Pentecostals who were a part of his church and ministry. Well, he took his congregation to South America and committed mass suicide. It was a tragic and traumatic experience with many people crying as Jones shouted his order over the loudspeakers for everyone to drink the poisonous Kool-Aid. There were parents that day with small children whose souls were in turmoil as they gave the poison to their children and drank it themselves. What a tragedy! And one that could have been avoided if they had only been willing to think critically about the man and his actions. If only they had been willing to do what Scripture says. Yeah, let the prophet speak. Let the ones who have a prophecy, we don't want to quench the spirit. Yeah, if someone has a prophecy, let them speak. But then follow through and do the rest of the passage says, and let the others be a crino to weigh carefully, to discern, and to evaluate and judge what has been said. Oh, how we need to be open to the Holy Spirit, but not naive. We need to be open without being naive and to be critical without being judgmental. I'll say that again in closing. When it comes to the New Testament gift of prophecy, and we'll talk about this more this week, we need to be open without being naive and critical without being judgmental. And this will help us to derive the greatest and most benefit from this wonderful New Testament gift of prophecy that God has given to His church today. This is Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out my books on Amazon. And while you're there, check out the book, Prophets and Prophecy, that we are basing this week's teachings on. It is a book by me, Eddie Hyatt, Prophets and Prophecy. You'll find it on Amazon and my website, eddiehyatt.com. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.